I write because I was nothing and because of Craig O'Library. I come from what in Northern Ireland is quaintly termed a mixed marriage, and I grew up knowing how to answer the inevitable question from the other kids on the estate. Tell them you're nothing, neither one nor the other, and they'll leave you alone. But they didn't. Being nothing wasn't an option. There was always a suspicion in 70s Belfast that you were the wrong kind of nothing. So I grew up not so much on the outside or the wrong side as not having a side. Being on the sidelines of every side, it's a good place to write from. I wasn't encouraged to play outside. Other kids were rough, they asked questions, and I couldn't be trusted to give the safe answer. Because I didn't like saying I was nothing. The Craigagh Library was 10 minutes walk away. I was allowed to go there on my own from about the age of 8. Sometimes in the holidays, I was there every day. Inside that library, I found the side I wanted to be on. The side that welcomed me in and didn't ask questions. The side of story, of possibility. I found deliciously unfamiliar worlds. In Belfast, the police were armed and drove around in armoured cars. They operated out of buildings surrounded by high, solid walls with coils of barbed wire ruffled around the tops. In books, the police were either friendly high-ups or doltish village plods easily outwitted by clever children. Everyone lived in a village. Everyone had a cook. Everyone had a brave and loyal dog, and most people a pony. If you didn't have a pony because you were poor but proud, you jolly well made sure you acquired one by the end of the book, through your own courage and decency. Yes, there were books more reflecting of my own reality, but they didn't hold my attention as much as the ones set elsewhere. I didn't want to throw stones at the barricades with Kevin and Sadie. I wanted to run behind the wagon with Laura and Mary and Jack the brindle bulldog. I wanted to ramble over the Tyrolean Alps with my pals from the Shelley School, talking fluent German. I wanted to crack my slate over Gilbert Blythe's head. I wanted to have a slate. I didn't have a slate, but I had notebooks, lots and lots of notebooks. Always for Christmas and birthdays, I wanted paper and pens. I filled pages with stories, stories of children in villages, children with ponies, children at war, and later, I wrote about girls falling for the kind of boys you never saw in Belfast, but about whom, thanks to the Craigagh Library, I knew a great deal. I wouldn't have been a reader without the Craigagh Library. And if I hadn't been a reader, I wouldn't have been a writer. Would never have discovered my side, the side of the stories.